This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fly ball to left field. Michael McHenry, the fart! Oh, baby! Your Buccos lead it! Unbelievable! Wow! His first in the big leagues! They're going to bring the house down!
What an introduction. What a call by Greg Brown on the fort, Michael McHenry.
There he is.
Never not appreciative for that, guys. That's awesome.
There's the fort right now. You can watch us on our YouTube channel. You should subscribe. It don't cost nothing. You go right through our website at 937thefan.com. Michael, what has happened here? This is one of the most stunning turns, even for a short little period of time, that I've ever seen the Pirates make.
Joe, Michael and I know why.
Why?
We came up with it in the break. We know why.
Yes, please.
Because when I went to the game on Friday, when I walked in through the gate, I saw Michael walking out after doing the pregame show, and I said hello. Michael told me I have great hair, and we were excited to watch the game. And ever
there was
since,
a moment. You know, it was a cosmic moment that happened. Rain came down, and it hasn't stopped since. And we feel like the baseball god said, you know what? It's just right.
That's
it's
right.
Time. Let's let these guys go.
It has to start somewhere. I actually believe that. But what, Michael, is the most stunning aspect of this to you? Any player in particular? Anything in particular? A guy like Key Brian Hayes just suddenly finds it. I guess my question is, do you believe, not that this is sustainable, that they're going to win every game by 7 runs, but that this could be a much better hitting team than it's been?
Without question, and I think what makes it real for me is it was kind of a ticking time bomb. I could never in imagine years see it like this where it's all hitting at once. You know, usually you have 3-4 players hitting well. You know, you have a terrible starter too. A guy in the bullpen throws it away. It's all been incredible. And you think about who they're playing. I mean, we just absolutely destroyed the Mets. They have a $240 million more payroll or something like that than we do. And then the Cardinals, one of the hottest teams on the planet, swept the Cleveland Indians for the first time ever. Excuse me, Guardians. Always get that wrong. I just love Chief Wahoo, so it's hard. But at the end of the day, like, they're beating really good teams too. And that's the coolest part. It's the coolest part for me.
I find it interesting that they've ruined so many vacation days for Philly fans and Met fans. Those people spend a lot of money to come in here. There are a lot of thousands of fans in the stadium, and they got swept by the Pirates both times in. Let's talk about Donnie Kelly's impact, because we just had a discussion on whether or not he'll be back next year. I think we agree he will, but you never know about how things go with general managers and whatever they do there. But what has his impact been? I think mostly he's willing to let guys stay in games longer in bullpen roles. He's not in, you know, he's not looking to remove them after two batters or one inning and use four guys a night. That and just more versatility on this lineup card, Michael. He seems to be unfazed by anything he puts out there, including Spencer Horwitz at the leadoff spot.
Yeah, and I think that should have happened a long time ago, if I'm honest. That's where he fits. He profiles when we traded for him. But to answer your first question, it's communication for me. Donnie, you guys have met him. You know him. He's a great person. And the guy he looks up to, Jim Leland, that's what he's known for. He communicated with his guys incredibly well, let him know where they stood. Now, different personality. Donnie's got to find his own way. But when he hired Gene Lamont, you don't think that had a huge impact from Leland to say, go get this guy. And he's mentoring him while he is actually the manager. Like, what are you seeing? That's probably his main duty, because that's a bold move. And that takes a real man to put an older man in front of you that's going to tell you the truth every single chance he gets. And that's a guy that wants to be great. And I feel like that's what he's doing with these guys every single day. He's trusting his staff to, you know, let him know where guys are. And he's picking and choosing, which the great ones do, the guys to go talk to every single day. And I can say this with 100% fact, because every time I walk in, he'll stop, he'll sit down, and we'll have a conversation. It may be about baseball. It may be about what you had for lunch. But this guy is an absolutely great human being with a knack to understand the human's always going to be the first priority. The numbers are the second. And on the other end, I think his understanding of the guys also plays into his career and what he did. Bench players and backup catchers and fringe guys and guys that had to battle through stuff. Just look at the entire history of the game in every sport. They make the best managers. They make the best coaches, because they had to go through so many different things and they dealt with so many different people. They learn more than anything. I was just with Jack Wilson. He said, the most I ever learned in my entire career was the 2 years I sat on the bench in Atlanta. Make that make sense if every single dude I've ever met says the same thing, you know, because you get to see the game from a different perspective. I've learned more in 8 years than I could ever have learned playing by doing all the different things I've done. So that's what's happening with Donnie right now in the team, in my mind.
Limits, the mere thought of you joining this conversation has both Bob and Michael leaping for joy.
Ah, yes, I'm very glad. Michael, Spencer Horwitz, good swing on the ball from the leadoff spot yesterday. Why do you think that Donnie Kelly ultimately made the move to have Horwitz there? And with Cruz now lower down in the lineup, do you think it's something that we could see consistently with Horwitz at one?
Yeah, I think he's the only one that can take himself out of that spot. And for me, he's the best person to be there. And reason why I say that is, he sees more pitches than most anybody in our lineup and on our team. He profiles for that. It takes the power element of that anxiety. He's trying to create more power because everybody wants more power out of a left-handed bat. And he profiles really good to put the bat on the ball consistently, create long at bats. So, like, I love him up there. I think it's going to slow the game down for the guys behind him. And they're going to, you know, probably have to utilize a bunch of different pitches. And if I had to pick a guy that knows himself approach-wise, him and IKF for 1-2, because their swings are so different and they're always hitting things that they're seemingly looking for, like the home run yesterday. You could go 6 inches higher, almost exact speed, and that was his first home run. So it's guys get predictable. And for me, like, I think that's where he's going to get his most wins.
I want to ask you about the situation with O'Neill Cruz, just because it seemed like ever since Donnie Kelly took him out of that game, when he either forgot how many outs there were or didn't run or whatever the case, I've been watching everything he's doing, and he seems to be extremely engaged, which I'm sure was the message at the time. How long will it last, do you think, with him, and did he learn his lesson?
You know, I don't know if I've ever said this, but Marte was one of the most talented players I've ever seen. And I never saw the switch flip where, like, he became relentless in the pursuit to be great. He was just really, really good, which is fine. I saw that switch flip last year with Cruz, and I know he wants to be great. And I think he wants the accountability. And I don't think sometimes he knows like some of the things, because he's still young when it comes to, you know, understanding. And he's a one of one. There's nobody like him in baseball. There's never been anybody like him in baseball. So in my mind, from the experts I've talked to, the way you treat those guys is you look them in the eye, just like Jimmy Leland did with Bonds, and you tell them the absolute truth, because that's the only way they're ever going to know that you care for them. And what Donnie's doing with him is incredible. You know, I don't know if it was approached in the past when, you know, it looked like he was dogging it or whatnot, but it's more disappointment from him. It's not that he's actually dogging it. He's disappointing. And now he's got to find the balance of going as hard as he is, because his lines in the outfield have been incredible, but he's going so hard now, he's been a little off. So I think he's going to become the best version. I think there could be, I'm going to say this with all my heart, there could be a month he has before the season ends that is not just historic, it's just like game changer for the league. Like there's a chance he could hit 19, 20 homers in a month, because I think the freedom's coming. And that's what this guy's capable of. I don't know if people really get it. He's capable of doing things that no one can do. He did something the other day that nobody talked about, and I was in shock. 88.6 on his bat speed. The day before is 82.6. If he finds that, and that's like 6 miles an hour better than Judge, Otani, you're talking about a freight train hitting a baseball. He's something that we've never seen. So I hope it just all comes together, guys.
Meanwhile, and we talked about this, I think the last time we were together, Connor Griffin, who you know pretty well, Michael, he's gone from A to high A, and at high A, he's hitting 20 points higher, his OPS over 1,000 and 70 at-bats. Is there any harm in saying, all right, forget it, let's go to double A and see what you do there? Like, why not just fast-track this guy? What's the risk? What's the harm? Let's get to double A. And you said you might see him here. We might see him here next season.
I mean, you could see him whenever you want. I don't want to put a limits on that kid, because he's already blown my mind. You know, I was with him with the USA team 2 years ago, and the vast change he's made and how fast. There's nobody, and if they say it, they're a complete liar. No one on the planet could have thought he could have made these adjustments this fast, offensively and defensively. No way, no how. Like, and what he's doing is unprecedented. So yeah, I think if he was up in September, if they just kept pushing him, he just kept hitting, would you can't argue it. If he's up next year, if he's up in 2 years, because you can't put limits on what he's doing, because it's something that's so unique, it's crazy.
Well, what kind of change?
Name one guy that's done it like him out of high school.
What kind of change are you talking about, especially at the plate?
Yeah, so he moved his hands back, and he is allowing more time and creating more space. So it's like pulling a rubber band as far as you can. And he's so athletic and so fast. If he's early or if he mishits a ball, he gets so many extra hits because he gets down the line so fast. But getting in a better position, and I'm telling you so consistently, it's making it to where that fastball that everybody's concerned about is the least of his issues. Mm. I mean, he's catching up to 98 at his face, where I watched him in spring training get blown away at 93.
Wow.
So that's how fast this change was. And he made the change.
Why? Did somebody tell him?
Yeah. Somebody told him to get more athletic, which is the greatest advice you can give a superhuman.
Told him? You?
No, his hitting coach in Bradenton just said, dude, just like think about being athletic. And all of a sudden you're swinging and you get in a better spot and a better spot and a better spot. And him articulating and doing that is what sticks.
Huh.
Because you're always your own best coach. So that was awesome for me. Whoever that is, kudos.
Bob, I'm not sure that's not as big a story as anything that's happening anywhere for the Pirates right now. Is him rocketing.
And the Valdez kid too, guys.
Yeah, another guy. He's in that futures game.
Yeah, but we haven't had two dudes that are impactful at the plate. I mean, 20 home runs before the break. I mean, that's wild. He's repeating a season, and he's actually leveled up from last year. It's just good to see.
All right. One of the things that comes with this time of the year is the trade deadline talk. And if this continues, you know, number one, if you're looking to move some guys to acquire some others, their stocks are going up, depending on mm-hmm. who you're talking about. Do you expect much movement at this, knowing that Ben Cherington, you know, I don't know what his future holds here. I don't know if he's going to be back next year. That hasn't been made clear. How do you think they will approach this trade deadline, Michael?
You know, I'm as intrigued as you are because I could see it going either way. I do think if Heaney stays, I would be amazed if, you know, some of those guys that they don't maybe have plans for, like Pham, if he keeps hitting, you know, he's been picked up every single year and he has great numbers in the playoffs. So like, yeah, I hope they keep playing really good and we can get the best draw for any of it. And then they keep the guys and lock them down. Because I was just talking to Stephen Brault a minute ago, and you know, it was hard to pick a newcomer of the year for the first half because there's not many of them. And that's a good sign that you're building something that's going to maybe stand its time. And there's never been a team that you have a lot of turnover on one-year deals that you can find that have sustained winning because you're just filling gaps. And it's really hard to do because you're trying to hit a home run on that. So I love what they're doing. And maybe keeping guys here. So don't trade Bednar, maybe sign him into a deal. I don't know, but I want to see guys have roots.
Michael, before we let you go, the Valdez you were talking about is Esmerlin Valdez, who I think was an international free agent.
Yeah.
For people who don't know, he's at high class A right now with 20 home runs in 72 games and a 977 OPS.
He's a triple crown in high A right now.
Holy bird yeah. milk.
He's crushing.
Tell us a little bit about him.
So you can see the hit tool and there's a ton of swing and miss. Last year he put it together and the question was, can he repeat it? And he didn't just repeat it. He doubled down and he just moved up and he's going to be the futures game. Now he's got his next test because now he's in a really non-friendly hitters league. And better pitching and everything else, I think he's going to be fine. It's going to be interesting to see how the power withstands because that league is completely different than that Sally League. So, yeah, I think them pushing these guys along to see where they're at is really, really good. Like, you know, it's hard to hide talent, but it's even harder to hide numbers.
One final question for me, Michael, and that would be, as you assess this pitching, you know, we've heard people say you can never have enough depth at pitching. The Pirates on paper seem to have depth, which could be used to attract bats. How much real depth do they have in the pitching in this system when you look at it from top to bottom, from here into the minors?
Never enough is the easiest way to put it. You never have enough because you can't predict people are going to stay healthy. You can't predict what life could bring. So, you know, I think – you know, I talked to a Tampa Bay scout in spring training, and they had 10 major league ready arms, and they were looking to move two. And how good they are at moving things and doing things, I'll say 10 major league ready arms. And when I say that, I'm talking about Tampa Bay's starting rotation plus some, and that means, you know, at least a three in the major leagues 10 times, and then you can move some arms.
Thank you, Michael.
I just say that it's just such a wild thing to ever let go because you'd never know because it changes so fast.
Yeah.
So,
but there is a need for bats, and that's the thing. The reason
there is. That's why these young guys are so important.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why moving these young guys could really be a game changer if they can mentally withstand it, because then you can really double down on what we've been great at, and that's pitching. You know what we're doing with the bullpen right now. You know we have some things that could stick around a long time, guys. It'd be really fun to see.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, great as always. Thanks for taking the time.
All right,
man.
Michael.
Thank you, guys.
That's Michael McHenry. Bob, that is intriguing. I know sometimes people get prospect fatigue, but come on, Connor Griffin is right now.
That's a legit guy.
He's just on the bullet train through the system. Mm-hmm. This is eye-opening.
Oh, it is. And I hope that train continues to deliver him to another level and then another level and finally here quicker than we expect.
And I'll tell you
what,
if he goes to Altoona, I'm going to Altoona to watch him play.
Yeah, I'll come along with you. I want to watch this kid.
I really do want to watch him play. He's just gone and taken it to another level as he moved up a level. He's destroying. And it's only high class A, I get it, but this is happening quickly. He should be in Altoona, I think, in a week. Why not?
I agree. I mean, why not be aggressive with him? He's hitting better in Greensboro, which shouldn't come as much a surprise because that ballpark is just massive in the league. It's a hitter-friendly park. So that's what's to be expected, and he's blowing away those expectations. He should be in AA by the second week of July.
Yeah.
If not now.
And then it's on him. If he keeps putting up numbers, then they have to react to those numbers and keep
moving.
Some
guys spend a very short time. Once you're in AA and you tear it up in AA, then it's just like, for some guys at least, like spend a little bit of time at triple. And once you get to triple, you're one phone call away from mm-hmm. the majors.
That's why if they call him up, like let's say hypothetically guys in the next like week or so, and he spends the rest of the season at AA and he still smashes the ball, he could immediately start next year at AAA, and then you're talking about realistically Connor Griffin at 20, maybe 21 years old, coming up next season to be your guy, whether it's August, whether it's the beginning of September, to be able to be a factor for this team. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
No, well,
I hope it is the possibility. I hope it is what we expect it to be.
Me too, because he
better.
Said it, that would be a game changer between him and the other Valdez down there, Esmerlin Valdez. That would be very, very interesting. But Griffin is the guy I think everybody in baseball is keeping an eye on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at Awaken180weightloss.com. Any ideas? Limits?
Yeah, I actually do have one, because our good buddy Pickens was in the news again.
Ah, yes.
Did you see what he had to say about the trade?
No.
Yesterday with Minkah Fitzpatrick. So George Pickens back on his Instagram story, where maybe it was AI that ultimately said something, basically said, good luck to Minkah Fitzpatrick, saying it's good on the other side. And I'm looking for the exact quote. But basically what George Pickens did was throw more cold water on the Steelers, and here it is. Super happy for you, broski. Back to beautiful places in life, LOL, at Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Back to beautiful places in life, huh, Bob? Miami's not such a beautiful place during the actual football season, is it?
You know what? It's not. They have a lot of big names on their roster, but they're not exactly, I think, a team people are going to look at and say, well, they're going to be a Super Bowl contender.
No, they stink.
So
they absolutely stink. What's cooking? I'm sorry.
I'm just going to say, all this social media stuff drives me nuts with athletes. When they just, who cares? Do we really care?
No. Okay, What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Thunderstorms today and a high of Jesse James, 81 degrees. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Give us some of the best texts of the day, Limits, even if they were ripping you.
Well, there were a couple of those. One texter with some very frequent text in that was incredible, saying, I agree with you, Joe. It was the Toronto writers who continually threw Phil Kessel under the hot dog bus. But then the texter said later on in the show, the savvy old news hound is grounded and Limits is the odd man out. So I asked this texter, am I being sent to AAA? And then the texter said that Joe is wettling and that Limits is being bold and Limits is being treated as a peasant.
A peasant?
Peasant.
A peasant.
My God.
Oh my gosh.
That
texter.
Hurts to hear, Bob. That was a long one and I forgot the beginning of it.
That was long and I forgot as well.
Anything else?
One texter says, Limits, the local reporter said that all the Steelers staff were on vacation until training camp. How did this trade happen? LOL.
Who said that?
I don't know, but that's what a texter mentioned. That I don't think it's a month-long vacation. Maybe Omar Khan was sitting on the beach in Fort Lauderdale and decided to drive to Miami.
Yeah, I mean, you can do those things remotely now, can't you?
Yeah, of course you can. Rangers and Hurricanes working on a Keandre Miller trade, Bob. What do you think of that?
I like Keandre Miller. I would take him on my team. I have no idea why. Mike Sullivan must not like a lot of guys there because it seems like he's starting to put his signature and his fingerprints on his roster quite a bit. I'm surprised they signed Matt Remke, the big dude who gets into fights, because Mike Sullivan didn't use the guys here that he had at his disposal. And so now I don't know if that's something that he's changed his mind on.
It feels
he's a
sad.
Fan favorite there.
This feels sad, and yet another reminder of where the Penguins are these days. They just are. It used to be, you know, this would be a big day for us.
Yes,
waiting
it would
to
be.
See who the Penguins signed.
And it was always, especially when Rutherford was here. I mean, there were people flying in and out, left and right.
Who they could help, you know, go on a run to maybe win a cup, things like that. And it just is no more.
But they did sign someone just now, didn't they, Austin?
Yeah, who'd they sign, Limits?
Yeah, they signed somebody named Parker Wotherspoon to a 2-year deal worth $1 million per year. He formerly played in Boston. He's a forward.
Is he related to Teresa Witherspoon? Who is this guy? What position?
You mean Reese Witherspoon?
Maybe her too, yeah.
He's a forward.
He is a forward, yes. He is basically a fourth line guy.
Witherspoon?
They have a lot of fourth line guys.
Who did he play for?
Boston.
Oh.
Yeah, he'll
You didn't know who he was
kill.
10 minutes ago, did you, Bob?
No, but I also heard what he told you, which went in your ear and out the other, and you didn't listen to a word he said, and I had to repeat it.
That's where we are these days. 10 years ago today.
Oh, he's actually a defenseman.
The Phil Kessel trade.
He's
Haven't all of our lives gotten better because Phil Kessel was here?
No doubt.
I thought the Phil Kessel trade was great. I like you loved it just because of what he can do. And knowing that they had such a surplus of really talented guys that he would actually, if his ego would allow, not be a top. And I think it helped him just like Malkin has really thrived under Crosby, where Kessel didn't want to be the focal point of everything. And he was in Toronto. He came here. He didn't have to be. Just had to be Phil Kessel.
I think it's very accurate to say that the Crosby-Malkin era might have been held to one Stanley Cup, if not for Filbert Kessel. Also, SGA signs the biggest deal in NBA history.
$71 million a year, it looks like.
Four years, $285 million. Bob, what's the first thing you would do with $285 million? You're sitting around with, about $10 million. That's nothing.
Yeah, right. I'd probably design a golf course, one that I want to play. I don't know if that's enough to do it, but it should be, right?
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine sitting there? We'll sit in a bar after one of these shows and say, okay, let's talk about we have the land. How would you play number one here?
Let's design a golf course.
It would be
Bob.
Fun.
I don't know who pays for it, but let's design it.
Well,
have a good
have
night.
We're going to have fun with it. All right. Guys, appreciate it. See you tomorrow.
Bye, Bob.
Bye.
Bye,
Thank
Joe.
You, Limit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.